Good morning. Today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Hey. We got to the top of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We are going to begin today the sixth parak of the Masechta. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer. In honor of his wife and children, we thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So today, the Masechta is going to switch gears. Previously in the Masechta, we had spoken about Hilchas Kriyashma, then we had spent a couple of prakim speaking about Hilchas Tefillah. Today, finally, on the sixth parak of the Masechta, we're going to start talking about what we call brachos, which are Birchas Hananin. So we're going to see a mission in the beginning of the sixth parak. It's going to teach us what brachos one makes on Peros HaIlan, and what brachos one makes on Pri HaAdama, on Peros HaAretz. And the Gemara is then going to go through an analysis of how do we know that we make a Bori Priya Eitz on Peros HaIlan, except for wine, which the Mishnah tells us is an exception. Wine is such a chashuv beverage. It's so chashuv that there is a separate bracha on wine. Obviously, we know is Bori Priya Gafen. So the Gemara is going to tell us, how do we know that ordinarily we make a Bori Priya Eitz? How we know that wine might be different? How we know the whole concept that one makes a Birchas Hanan and a Bracha before one eats food? And ultimately, the Gemara is going to wind up concluding that it's a Svara. We tried to bring Rayas from Psukim. We tried to make a Kal V'chomer. We'll see in the Gemara. Ultimately, the Gemara winds up concluding that it's a Svara, that a person is not allowed to be Nene from Olam Hazeh below Bracha. And the Gemara is going then to go through a number of sources that seem to contradict each other with regard to whether a person is allowed to have Anah from Olam Hazeh, whether a person is not allowed to have Anah from Olam Hazeh. The Gemara's reconciliation is that it depends on whether a person makes a bracha. If a person makes a bracha, then he's able to have Anah. If a person doesn't make a bracha, then he is not able to have Anah from Olam Hazeh. The Gemara is then going to teach us, the Gemara is going to discuss seemingly contradictory psukim in Kriyashma about level of effort that's going to be required in order for the Jewish people to work the land properly and to make a parnasa. And we're going to talk, well, we're going to say that the distinction is whether the Klal Yisrael is doing the Ratzon Hashem and whether Klal Yisrael is not doing the Ratzon Hashem. And that is going to lead into a discussion of our attitude generally to sort of like a work-life balance, if you will, but toward a balance of working versus learning Torah. And whether a person should focus on trying to earn a living or whether a person should focus primarily on trying to learn Torah. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. What one is supposed to do may be a different depending on which generation you lived in. So we'll see all that in the Gemara. And then the Gemara is going to talk about why it is the case that for wine, we are going to make a different bracha than on regular Peros HaIlan. So for regular Peros HaIlan, we make a bracha of Bori Priya Eitz. How come we don't make that same bracha by wine? So there's a lot to cover. So let's start with the Mishnah, top of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mevarchin Al HaPeros. What bracha do we make on Peros? So it says, Al Peros HaIlan Omer Bori Priya Eitz. On Peros HaIlan, we make a bracha Bori Priya Eitz. Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine. Shalayayin Omer Bori Priya Gafen. Because on wine, we make a bracha of Bori Priya Gafen. Rashi explains, Shemitoch chashivuso kavolo bracha la'atzmo v'chein apas. Because wine is so chashav, we're kaveh a separate special bracha on wine. And so too bread, because bread is so chashav. We're going to see in a second in the Mishnah that on Peros HaAdama we make a bracha Bori Priya Adama. Bread comes from grain. Grain grows in the earth. Therefore, bread would seem to be a product of the earth as well. So why don't we make a Bori Priya Adama? Why do we make a hamotzi? So the answer is because it's so chashav. So wine and bread are very chashav. Tosfos says that if you'll recall all the way back to Daf Beis of this Masechta, the Masechta began with the word Me'emesai Korin Es Shema Ba'arvis. So when do we start reading Shema? And the Gemara is immediately bothered. Tana Hechikoi, that the Amar de Me'emesai. This question is out of the blue. When do we learn, when do we say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? What's the Tana talking about that he's immediately asking when we say Kriya Shema? He hasn't even told us that there's a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema. Says Tosfos, why aren't we bothered by a similar question over here? It says, Ketzad Mevarchin Al HaPeros. How do we make a bracha on Peros? And the Gemara doesn't ask, how do we make a bracha on the Peros? How do we even know that there's a concept of making a bracha? How come the Gemara doesn't go through that whole Shakla Vitaria? So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. First of all, the Gemara's conclusion, as we mentioned in the introduction to today's shiur, is that it's a simple svara, it's simple logic, that it's usur to be nena from olam hazeh v'lo bracha, and therefore the Gemara is not bothered, you know, sort of fundamentally why it is that we're making a bracha, that we start off asking what bracha we make. Or Tosfos points out that already a couple of times in the Masechta already, we've had references to brachos. For example, in the sugya of Balkeri, we said that a Balkeri is usur to daven, he's usur to say kriyashma, it's usur for him to say divrei Torah. And we said, however, it's mutter for him to say berchas hanen, and it's mutter for him to say berchas hanen before he eats food. So I'm sorry, that a Balkeri is mavarech l'achrav, I got it the reverse. The Balkeri is mavarech l'achrav, a Balkeri makes a bracha after he eats, ve'ena mavarech l'fanav, but he doesn't make a bracha before he eats. And so since already previously in the Masechta, we had mentioned the concept of making a bracha before food, before ochel, the Gemara is not sort of startled by this formulation of ketzad mevorchem al haperos. How do we make a bracha? Because the concept of bracha either was already introduced to us previously in the Masechta, or is simple logic, and that's why we're not bothered how the Gemara, how the Mishnah knows that there's a concept of bracha. Says the Mishnah Vayter, val peros aretz u'omer bori pri adama, a peros aretz, the proper bracha is bori pri adama, chutz min apas, except for bread, shal apas u'omer amotzi lechem in aretz. On pas, on bread, we make a bracha of amotzi lechem in aretz, v'yerokos u'omer bori pri adama. And on yerakos, also like vegetables like pri adama, says the Tanakama, one makes a borei pri adama. Rav Yehuda amar borei mine deshaim. Rav Yehuda says no, you have to get more specific with the bracha, and therefore you are going to make a bracha on yerakos of borei mine deshaim. And Rashi points out that Rav Yehuda's shita is that you require a greater heker for each bracha. For each min, you have to sort of break up the, you have to sort of break up and really get specific with the type of bracha that you are going to, that you're going to make. So Rav Yehuda doesn't disagree that there is a bracha of borei pri adama. He says that the bracha of borei pri adama would apply to melons and gourds and things that grow whole out of the ground, but more like a small vegetable type things. He said that you would make either a bracha borei mine deshaim or a borei mine zraim, but whatever it is, you have to get much more specific with the type of bracha that you make. Said the Gemara, minani mili. How do we know that that you have to make a how do we know that you have to make a bracha before you eat? Tana Rabbanan, because we learn Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, says in the pasuk Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, Melame Shetunim Bracha Lefneim Vachareim. From here we learn Kodesh Hilulim, that you have to be Mahala Lashem. From here we learn that you have to make a bracha both before you eat and after you eat. Mikan Ama Rabbi Akiva Asr LaAdam Shitam Klum Kodem Sheyavarech. That's how we know that it's also for a person to taste anything until he makes a bracha. Says the Gemara, is it true that we learn out that you have to make a bracha from the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, V'hai Kodesh Hilulim Lahachi Yudasa, Haimi Boile? We already learned two things out from the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim. Chad Diyamarachmana Achle Vader Achle. So the first thing that we learn is that you can't eat something when it is Kodesh. First you have to be mechalalit on money, and then you have to bring that money to Yerushalayim and eat the thing. So we're talking about Maaser Sheni, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Maaser Sheni, let's say you have two choices. Either you could bring the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and you could eat it there, or if you have produce that's Maaser Sheni, you can't eat the Maaser Sheni produce when it's Kodesh, but what you could do is you could transfer the Kedusha onto money. You could then eat the peros because you've transferred the Kedusha off. You could then bring the money to Yerushalayim and you could use that money to buy peros or whatever food you want to buy, and you could eat it in Yerushalayim. But the point is, what we see here is that you're not allowed to eat the thing when it's Kodesh. First, you have to make it chulin, and that we learn from the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, because achle v'adar achle with a ches, meaning to deconsecrate it, and then achle, then with a chav, then you could eat it. Vidach, and the other halacha that we learn is davar aton shira ton chilol, v'she'ein ton shira ein ton chilol. Only something which requires shira requires chilul. That which does not require shira does not require chilul. This is talking about the concept of kerem ravai. This is talking about netta ravai or kerem ravai, which deals with the first 3 years that a tree is planted. It's orla. You're not allowed to participate. You're not allowed to partake in its fruits. And the fourth year is netta ravai. It has a lower status of kedusha, but it's still kadosh. Has separate halachos that apply to it. So there is a machlokas whether kerem ravai, whether this concept of netta ravai applies to trees generally, or whether it applies only to yayin, only to geffen, only to grapevines. But either way, we see that it certainly applies to wine. And if you learn that it applies to wine from this pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim, we already learned two halachas from Kodesh Ilulim. First halacha, that you're not allowed to eat peros when they're kodesh. You have to deconsecrate them onto money. Second halacha, that kerem ravai applies to wine. So how can I learn from this pasuk that I have to make a bracha before I eat? This pasuk is already used to teach me two things. It says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonah son, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonah son, Minayin she'ein omrim shira ela alayayin. We had said that the only thing that neta ravai is shayach to is that which requires shira. How do we know that that's even a reference to wine? How do we know that we only say shira on wine? Shenemar v'tomer lem agefen echdalti estiroshai. Says the Geffen, you have withheld my tirosh, hamesameach elokim va'anoshim. And the tirosh, the wine, is something, the grapes and the wine, is something that is mesameach both God and men. So says the Gemara, im anoshim mesameach elokim b'ma mesameach. Oh, granted, if a person drinks wine, he starts feeling really good. So we understand how a person can drink wine, how wine is mesameach a person, but how exactly is wine mesameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That doesn't really make sense. Says the Gemara, Mikan she'ein omrim shira el alayayin. No, it's because we say shira on wine. What shira are we talking about? Rashi explains when the Levim sing shira on their karbonos, they sing the shira when they are menasech the yayin. When we do the nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. And that shira of the Levim, obviously in the service of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. So again, so this is all an explanation of how we learn out from the pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim two concepts. First, you can't eat the Maaser Sheni produce, you can't eat Kodesh when it's still Kodesh. You have to be Mechalalit on money and then transfer the Kedusha and then eat your Peros. And the second is that you only, that the din of Neta Ravai applies to wine because we only say Shira on wine. So this pasuk is not available to teach me that I have to make a bracha Birchas HaNenin before I eat. So says the Gemara, Hani, Chalamanda Tani, Neta Ravai. So according to the Manda Amar, who says that Neta Ravai, that the halacha of Neta Ravai applies to all types of trees, all fruit trees, and therefore he doesn't need to learn from the pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim that it applies only to grapes, only to grape vines. So then fine, because now he has one limud to teach me, Hilulim is a Lashon Rabim, so he has one limud available to teach me that I have to make a Birchas HaNenin before I eat. Elamanda Tani, Karen Ravai, but according to the one who says Karen Ravai, that Taka Neta Ravai only applies to Karen, see, he learns that out from the Pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim, Michael Amemar, he doesn't have anything free to teach me the Birchas HaNenin before I eat. The Itmar, and how do I know that this is a Machlokas? Because we have a following Brisa, Rav Chiyuv, Rav Shimon, Barabi, Chatani, Karen Ravai, Vechatani, Neta Ravai. One says that the din of Neta Ravai applies only to Kerem, and therefore it's called Kerem Ravai. One says that the halacha applies to all fruit trees, and therefore it's called Neta Ravai more generally. So says the Gemara, Lamanda Tani Kerem Ravai, and even according to the Manda Amar, who says that Kerem Ravai only applies to fruit trees, still maybe we have Kodesh Ilulim available to teach me that I make a bracha, because maybe I learn the din that Kerem Ravai only applies to Kerem from another source. Zanicha Iyalif Gzeira Shava. Because according to that Mandi Amar, it's okay if he learns Gzeira Shava. What's Gzeira Shava? Titania, Rebbe Yomer, Nemar Khan, Lahosif Lachem Tvuaso, Benemar Lahalan, it says by Neta Ravai, Lahosif Lachem Tvuaso, and it says by Kilayim, Vitvuas HaKerem. So Tvuas HaKerem, again, the word Tvua. So Ma Lahalan Kerem, just like by Kilayim, we're talking about planting Kerem and Zroim in the same vineyard. Afkan kerem. Also, over here, when we're talking about the neta ravai, it doesn't mean all fruit trees. It only means vines. It only means grapevines. So if you're going to learn that the halacha applies only to kerem from Gzeira Shava, so again, I'm not learning it from the Pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim. Now I have one available limud open in the Pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim. Yasser lechad hilul levracha. One of the hilulim could teach me that I have to make a bracha before I eat. V'lo yalev Gzeira Shava, but if I hold that neta ravai only applies to kerem, and I don't learn that halacha from the Gzeira Shava, then the only way I learn that halacha is from the Pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim. I already have that other halacha from Kodesh Ilulim that I can't eat food when it's Kodesh. I have to be mechalalit on money and then deconsecrate the food and then eat it. So now I've learned two halachas from this pasuk. Hilulim, again, Lashon Rabim, so I can learn out two halachas, but I've already gotten my two halachas from this pasuk. Bracha minole, how do I know that I make a bracha? Vinami yalef gzera shava. And even if you want to say that I do learn kerem ravai applies only to kerem from that gzera shava, so ashkechan la'achrav. So I only know that you have to make a bracha la'achrav, in other words, because by birchas hamazon it says, there's no question that I have to make a bracha or that there's a makor for making a bracha after we eat, because there's a separate pasuk that teaches me just that. But v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta only teaches me that I make a bracha after achila because of the sequence in the pasuk. V'yachalta, I'm eating, v'savata, I'm satiated. Then uveirachta, but how do I know that I have to make a bracha before? L'fanav minayim, how do I know that I have to make a bracha before I eat? Says the Gemara, holo kasha, the asya b'kal v'chomer. This is not a kasha, I learned it out from a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer goes as follows, kashu saveya mevarech. If, when a person is satiated, he has to make a bracha, kishu rov lo kol shkein. So certainly when he is, hungry, of course he has to make, a bracha. Tosfos over here, Dibra Maschil Lefanav, the third to last Tosfos on the page, says, lav kal v'chomer, this isn't really a kal v'chomer. In other words, the Gemara says, oh, it's a kal v'chomer. If I have to make berchas amazon afterwards, certainly kal v'chomer, I have to make a bracha berchas anenin beforehand. Tosfos says, careful, it's not a real kal v'chomer. Dim kente bracha de lefana midaraisa. Because a kal v'chomer is one of the yigimol midah, shatar, and dreshes bam, and if it was really learned from a kal v'chomer, we would learn out that berchas anenin is a daraisa, ula'el perek misha mesu, but earlier, mashma gabe balkeri, delav daraisa. The reason the balkeri made the berchas amazon, but didn't make the bracha before he ate, was because what's the big deal? So you don't make a bracha before you eat. It's not a daraisa anyway. But berchas hamazon, which is a daraisa, he's going to have to make the bracha on. So mashma gabe balkeri dilav daraisa uvafilu rav yudo lo polig and lemishum daasan kilchas derech eretz. But even rav yudo says no, that he does make a bracha. It's not because he in that sugi over there by balkeri. It's not because rav yudo says no, the berchas hanenin before achila is a daraisa. It's because he figures, what's the big deal about making a Berchas Anenin, what's the big deal? In other words, he could make a Berchas Anenin the same way he could learn Ilchas Derech Eretz. But that machlokes is not about whether Birchas Anenin Kodem Achila is a Daraisa. Everybody agrees it's not a Daraisa. Therefore, says Tosfos, when we say Kal V'chomer, we're sort of using that term colloquially, but it's not really a Kal v'chomer. It's not really a kal v'chomer. So says the Gemara, now Viter, Ashkechan, Keren. We now found a source, forgetting about, whether it's learned by a kal v'chomer, whether it's learned from the pasuk. If it is learned from Kodesh Hilulim, that teaches me, and you want to say that one of the Hilulim is open to teach me the halacha that I have to make a bracha before I eat. So what does that teach me? At most, it teaches me that when I drink wine, when I'm eating grape products, now I have to make a bracha. But how does it teach me more broadly the concept of bracha, the halacha of bracha rishona? Ashkechan kerem, sharmini minayin. Now I found that you make a bracha on kerem. How do I know that I make a bracha on everything else? The yalef make kerem, because we learn it from kerem. Ma kerem davar anenet, davar shenene v'tom bracha. Just like kerem is a davar that you're having anah from, and it requires a bracha, av kol davar shenene ton bracha. Also, anything else that you're having anah from requires a bracha. But you could ask the following. Kerem has certain other halachas that apply to it, like ololos, like the undeveloped grape clusters that you have to leave to a poor person. So just like the din of ololos applies only to kerem, maybe I would think the din of bracha only applies to kerem as well. So kama tokiach, no, standing grain will serve as a... Will serve as a rye over here because standing grain is going to serve as a rye over here because we see that the pasuk requires a bracha by grain as well. Says Rashi. That's how we know that standing grain also requires a bracha. But malakama shekein chayev is bechala. But standing grain is chayev and chala. So maybe only it's because that it has that special other halach of chala that applies to it that we were required to make a bracha. Kerem yochiach. So it says no. Kerem is yochiach because kerem is not chayev in the halacha of chala, in the din of chala. Because of a din, lo rizeh k'rizeh, lo rizeh k'rizeh, atzad ha-shaveh. So the Gemara makes it atzad ha-shaveh. Shabam, davar shenene v'tam bracha, avkol davar shenene v'tam bracha. What does wine and bread have in common? That you're nene from them and you have to make a bracha. Therefore, more broadly, any food that you're nene from requires that you make a bracha before you eat. So says the Gemara, b'malat atzad ha-shaveh shabam shekeim bo tzad mizbeach. Maybe what bread and wine have in common is that there is a tzad mizbeach. Wine because we do the nisuch hayayin. Bread because you bring a korban mincha, which is made from flour. So maybe it's only the things that have a tzad mizbeach that I have to make a bracha on. Vasi nami zayis, and let's throw in olives as well. Let's throw in olives. This beit tzad mizbeach because there is a tzad mizbeach. Why? Because the flour of a mincha is mixed with oil. So oil is also atzad mizbeach. Says the Gemara, v'zayis mitzad mizbeach hasi. Do we need to bring in zayis to the halachas of brachas because it has atzad mizbeach? V'zayis mitzad mizbeach hasi v'be'ed yaksiv bey. Kerem. But zayis is referred to as kerem. We already had a pasuk that taught me that by kerem I have to make a... That by kerem I have to make a bracha. Tichsiv vayaver migdish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayis. So just because it's called kerem should mean that just like wine requires a bracha, so too zayis requires a bracha. Samara papa, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stama lo ikri. No, it's called kerem zayis, but it's not called stam kerem, and therefore we have to learn out that the oil would require a bracha from the tzad ha-shaveh that has the tzad mizbeach. We can't learn it out from the pasuk, because all that we learn out from the pasuk is that kerem requires a bracha. Zayis is not called kerem, it's only called kerem zayis. But how do I know that zayis requires a bracha? Because, again, to recap, wine and bread, both of them have the tzad mizbeach, the nisuch hayayin and the mincha, they require a bracha. So to zayis, also has the tzad mizbeach, because it's mixed with the flour, requires a bracha. Says the Gemara, Viter. Mikomo kom kasha, ma, the first medium-sized line, ma la tzav reshava shabem shakein yesh bem tzav mizbeach. So, but maybe only these things require a bracha, because they all have a tzav mizbeach. How do I know that all food requires a bracha rishona? El de'alav lami shivas aminim. No, we learned it out from the shivas aminim, because it says, eretz chita v'sora, and then Rashi says, the afterwards it says, v'asrayu k'sev v'chalta v'zvata v'erachta. But says the Gemara, ma la shivas aminim davar shenene v'tom bracha, avkol davar shenene tom bracha. So just like the shivas aminim davar shenene, and they require a bracha, so to anything that you have enough from, you require a bracha. Says the Gemara, that's not a valid limud. Ma la shivas aminim shekein chayevim bibikurim. But the shivas aminim have a special halacha that attached to it, in that they are chayev in bikurim. So maybe only things which are chayev in bikurim and have etzam mizbeach require a bracha, but nothing else. V'od ha'tenech la'achrav l'fan of minayin. Also, What are we citing? We're citing by kama, the pasuk by standing grain, the pasuk by bikurim. We were citing the pasuk v'yachalta v'zavata v'erachta. We know what that pasuk is referring to. It's talking to bracha achrona. It's not even referring to bracha rishona. So how do I know that these things require bracha rishona? Says the Gemara, holo kasha dasi b'kal v'chomer. Again, kal v'chomer kishu saveh amavarek kishu rav lo kolshkein. When he is sated, afterwards, he has to make a bracha. Alachas kama v'kama, he has to make a bracha lefanav. He has to make a bracha rishona. But says the Gemara, ulaman detani neta ravai. But according to the Man d'Amar, who says that neta ravai, so that neta ravai applies to all fruit trees, not only to kerem. Therefore, one of the hilulim is going to teach me that I have to make a bracha rishona on wine. So altena kol davar netia. But even according to the Maan D'Amar, who says neta ravai, and somehow we're going to learn kodesh again from the kodesh hilulim, that anything that is hilul, anything that has hilul, requires a bracha. But the halacha of neta ravai only applies by fruit trees. It doesn't apply by fish and by meat and by eggs and by, you know, whatever. It doesn't apply by most of the food that we eat. So says the Gemara, how do we know that? How do we know that I have to make a bracha on that? So la bar natiya kagon basar beitzim v'dogim minale ella svaros. And now, after all this, after all Amma, the Gemara concludes that it's actually a svara. Asur lo la'odem sheyenem in olam hazeh below bracha. It's asur to be nene from olam hazeh without a bracha. And Rashi explains that both of these, all of the opinions that we had mentioned earlier in the Gemara have a kasha. According to the Maan D'Amar, who says that we learn Kerem Ravai, and therefore we're learning the basic, the basis of a bracha from the Zayin Minim, we can't learn it from the Zayin Minim because only the Zayin Minim have a special halacha that they're chayav and bikurim. And according to the Maan D'Amar, who says that Neta Ravai applies to Neta, all fruit trees, and not only Kerem, we can ask that maybe it applies only to something that's a bar netia, not something that's not a bar netia, and therefore it turns out that it's a simple svara. It says Tosfos, I thought we were bringing psukim earlier that taught me that I require a bercha sanen in a bracha rishona. Who at first the Gemara thought that when it was bringing psukim, it was actually trying to establish that there's a mitzvah daraisa. Now it turns out that it's all a svara. The psukim that we were bringing earlier were only an asmachta. Okay, five lines up, the two dots. It's also for a person to be nana from olam hazeh without first making a bracha. V'chola nana min olam hazeh b'la bracha, mo'al. Anybody who is nana from olam hazeh without a bracha is mo'al. It's like mo'al behektish, says Rashi, because it says, l'Hashem ha'aretz u'malo'a, that the world belongs to Hashem, and you're not allowed to be nana without first deconsecrating, as it were, that which you're eating. And the only way to deconsecrate it is by making the bracha. That's what gives you permission to eat it. So my takana say, so what should you do? Yelech etzel chacham. You have to go to a chacham. Yelech etzel chacham. My avidle. What's a chacham going to do? Avidle isura. In other words, you already were nanem olam hazeh b'la bracha. And anybody who eats olam hazeh b'la bracha, it's as if he was violated this or me'ila. So says the Gemara, what should I do? I should go to a chacham. That's what happens in Catholicism. That's a confessional. The chacham can't help you after you already did the avera. What's the Gemara talking about? So says the Gemara, no. Elo amar Rava yelech etzel chacham mei kara v'yelam deino brachos k'dei shelo yavo lidei me'ila. The solution is, first go to yeshiva, learn the halachos, learn what you have to make a bracha on, learn how to make a bracha, and once you learn how to make a bracha, then you are no longer in a position where you are going to come to violate this or me'ilah, because you're going to know that you have to make brachos. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha'nenem en olam hazeh b'la bracha, kilu nenem ekotchei shamayim. It's if he was nenem from Akdesh. And Amar Lashem ha'aretz umaloa, because the whole world belongs to Hashem. Rav Levi asks as follows. Ksiv Lashem ha'aretz umaloa. It says Lashem ha'aretz umaloa. Ksiv ha'shamayim shamayim Lashem. And it says, L'shamayim shamayim l'Hashem, v'aretz nasan levnei adam. So which is it? Is it l'Hashem aretz umaloa? Does the world belong to Hashem? Or is it aretz nasan levnei adam? L'kasha, kan kodem bracha, kan la'achar bracha, not akasha. Flipping to lamed hayam abeis, before you make a bracha, it's l'Hashem aretz umaloa. After you make a bracha, it's aretz nasan levnei adam. I'm Rav Chanina bar Papa. It's as if he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he steals from Knesset Yisrael. Why is it as if he's stealing from the Jewish people? So Rashi explains, because when the Jewish people sin, their produce is impacted adversely. And therefore, if a person sins by not making a bracha, he's causing harm to his fellow Jews. Says the Gemara, Shenemar, Gozal Aviv Imo Vomer Ein Pesha, Chaveru Ish Mashchis. That he's a chaver to the ishmashchis, to the destructive person. Vein aviv, the reference to aviv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar alohu avicha konecha. Vein imo, la Knesset Yisrael, shenemar shema b'ni Musar Avicha Bal Titosh Toras Imecha. So that's the Torah of Klal Yisrael. So my Chavar Lish Mashchis. What does it mean that Chavar Lish Mashchis? So I'm Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Chavar Li Yeravam Menavot. He's a Chavar to Yeravam Menavot. Shehishchis Es Yisrael Laviyem Sheba Shamayim. That it was Mashchis Klal Yisrael against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really a person who's going to eat without a bracha, it's like Yeravam Menavot. That's a pretty harsh thing to say. And what the Gemara means to say is, in other words, if you sin in public, then people look at your behavior, they assume that what you're doing is okay, and you're going to teach them to sin in public as well, which is corrupting society. So yes, in a small sense, you are like Yeravam Ben Nevat. Says the Gemara, Vayter with the two dots. Rav Chanina Bar Papa Rami. Rav Chanina Bar Papa asks, Siv elakachti dagani b'ito. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take back his dagon at the time. V'ksiv v'asafta daganecha. But then it says, v'asafta you daganecha will take your dagon. So whose dagon is it? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dagon? Is it our dagon? Lokasha, kam bezman she'yisrael osim ritzono shalmakom. When we're doing God's will, then it's ours. Kam bezman she'en yisrael osim ritzono shalmakom. When we're not doing God's will, then it's his. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us the dagon. Tan Rabbanan v'yasafta daganecha, my tamalomar, levi shenemar lo yomar shefer Torah zemepicha yochot vorem kiksavam. So it says v'yasafta daganecha. It's like a weird thing to say, right? It's like, do I need the Torah to tell me you have to go to work every day? Person has to survive. He has to sustain himself. So he has to make a living. So again, an agrarian society, v'yasafta daganecha. That's what people do every day. So what's up with this pasuk? So because there's a conflicting pasuk that says lo yomar shefer Torah zemepicha, that lo yomar, you should never stop learning yachal dvarim kichsavan, I might think dvarim kichsavan meaning that lo yamash sefer Torah zed, that it's meant literally, meaning Rashi says shelo yasek b'derech eretz, that you shouldn't work at all. Tamalomar v'yasafta deganecha, says the pasuk again, no, v'yasafta deganecha haneg v'minag derech eretz. You do have to work. In other words, there's a balance that the Torah expects from us. We have to learn and we have to work. So Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, no, a person can't try to balance working and learning because Efshar Adam Choresh Pashas Charisha. Again, speaking from a farmer's perspective, you're going to plow at the time of plowing. Vizorei Bashazria, and you're going to plant at the time of planting. Vizorei Bashas Ksira, Vidosh Besaj Disha, Vizorei Bashas Saruach, and you're going to winnow at the time when the wind is blowing. Torah Mate Ale, you're going to be all consumed with your farming, and you're never going to have time to learn. So Ella b'zman she'Yisrael osim ritzono shalmakom malachdam nases al yidei acherim. Ella mai, how's a person going to survive? When we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, we could spend all our day learning because our work is going to be done through others. Shenemar va'amdu zarem rud sonchem, that the zarem are going to stand, they're going to shepherd your sheep, your flock. U'b'zman she'en Yisrael osim ritzono shalmakom malachdam nases al yidei atzman. And when we're not doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to have to do our own malacha, shenemar v'yasafta diganecha, who says v'yasafta diganecha. Tosfos is bothered because over here, Rav Shimon Yochai is teaching us that the pasuk v'yasafta diganecha is applicable when we're not doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're not doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, then you have to do work for yourself. Earlier, like literally 7-8 lines back in the Gemara, we said that v'yasafta daganecha is when we are doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. That's when it is our dagon, and v'nasati digani is when we're not doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So Tosfos tries to work that out. Not only are we going to have to work, but we're going to work for other people. Shnemar v'yavadata seivecha. So Amar Abaya, Harbo Asuk Rabbi Shmuel v'Olsa b'Yadon. A lot of people did like Rabbi Shmuel. They had a balance. They learned and they worked and they were able to sustain themselves because they actually worked. Rabbi Shimon Yochai v'Olsa b'Yadon. And people tried to do like Rabbi Shimon Yochai. It didn't work out because they sit all day learning. If they're not going to work, then they're not going to have any money. So Amar Rava l'Rabbanan b'Matusa Meinaichu. So Rava said to the Rabbanan in Ishir, I beg of you, b'Yom Nisan v'Yom Tishrei lo techsu kamoi. In Nisan and Tishrei, which were the prime farming months, I don't want to see you in the base medrash. So that way you don't have to worry about sustaining yourself all year long. In other words, if you take the time, these 2 months, to actually work really hard, you can make enough money to sustain yourself the rest of the year. 10 months of the year, you could come to me in the base medrash. Says the Gemara in Avaita. Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yuda Bar Rabbi Loi. Borei Shalokadoros Rishonim Doros Achronim. So the later generations are not like the previous generations. Doros Rishonim Asu Taras and Kevam Lachtan Arai, that they made their kvias, the learning, and they did Malacha only in their interstitial time, and Zu Bezun Eskaima Biyadon, and they had both Torah and Derech Eretz. Doros Achronim Shasu Malachtan Kevav Taras and Aroi in the later generations where we made our Malacha the Keva and the Torah the Aroi, Zubazur Lonis Kaima Biyada. We don't have either of them. The Emir Rabba Babchanam Rav Yochanam, Isham Rav Yuda Barabi Loi, Barei Shaloka Doros Arishonim, Doros Achronim. Another difference. Doros Arishonim, Ayimachnis, and Perusayim, Derech Traxamon, Kedei Lechaivim Bemeiser. It used to be because Perus are only Chaivim Meiser after they have Meruach. And only when the produce is smoothed out, and they have Rias Panea Bias. So Rias Panea Bias means you bring the peiros into the house, the tvu into the house, like a mensch, through the front door. So they would purposely bring the tvu in the house through the front door in order to be mechayavit and meiser. Doras achronim achnisim perseim derech gabas, derech chatzeras, derech chapibas, kedei lefotrim min meiser. And now we try every kunst to try to get out of meiser applying to these peiros. So rather than walk through the front door like a normal person, we try to go through the skylight in the roof like we're in a James Bond movie so that we can not be mechayev in meiser. Demar aviana in a tevel mechayev in meiser ad sheyire pnei abayis. Shenemar biarti hakodesh min abayis. Rav Yochanan amar afilu chatzar kavas. Now even a chatzar is kaveya for meiser. Shenemar vachlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. But the point is that earlier in the earlier generations, they were much more sincere, and they actually tried to perform mitzvahs, unlike in the later generations where we tried to avoid the mitzvah. Chutz min ayayin. So we said we make a borei pri we make a borei pri eitz on peiros ha'ilan, except for wine, where we make a borei pri ha'gafen. Says the Gemara, Maishna yayin. So why does wine get its own bracha? If because it changed for the better, because it used to be a grape and now it's wine, which is more chashav, also its bracha changes. But oil, which comes from an olive, so it also changes for the better. And on the oil, you still make a borei pri ha'eitz. So also, since it changed for the better, it should have a new bracha. So Amrei Hasam Misham Dolo Efshar. But over there by oil, we don't have another bracha to make on it. What are we going to say? Eich Nevarech Nivrich Borei Pri Hazayis. Is it Borei Pri Hazayis? Peru Gufei Zayis Ikre. The pear itself, the pre itself, is called Zayis because olive is a reference to the fruit as well as to the tree. So Nivrich Borei Pri Eitz Zayis. Why don't we say Borei Pri Eitz Zayis? Elo Amar Marzutra Chamra Zayin Mishkalo Zayin. No, the difference is that wine sustains a person. Shemen does not sustain a person. O Mishkalo Zayin, Shemen doesn't sustain a person. Vatnana Noder Min Amazon. If a person is Noder from Mazon, Mutter B'mayim B'melach, he's able to drink water, he's able to eat salt. Vavina B'mayim B'melachu Delo Ikri Mazon. I'll call Mili Ikri Mazon. So everything else, meaning including oil, is called Mazon. So the reason that wine has a special bracha isn't because it sustains, but oil doesn't sustain. Oil also sustains. The name of Tavei Tufte, the Rav Shmuel, the Amri, Ein Mavarch and Borim Mimin and Zonos, Elabei Mimin and Bavad. But now you're going to ask a Kasha and Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel said that we only make a Borim Mimin and Zonos on Dagon. But now you're going to tell me that I should make a Borim Mimin and Zonos on oil and on wine as well because it sustains? Vrim Rav Huna, Ba'amar Kolazon Alai. Now, because over there, the guy said anything, not anything that's called mazon, but it means anything that I am satiated from, kolazon alai. So there's no raya from that brisa that I'm going to make a borei mina mazonos on oil. But says the Gemara anyway, alma mishcha zayan. So obviously we see that oil does sustain in a sense. So why does the bracha on wine change, whereas the bracha on oil does not change? Elachamra soid, mishcha lo soid. Not only does it sustain, but wine also satiates. Shemen does not satiate. The chamra misod, really, if you drink wine, then you're satisfied, then it satiates you. It satiates your appetite. V'arava avishosei chamra kol mali yom adepischa. Rava would drink wine all day on Erev Pesach, ki heche de nigrura libe v'necho matzah tvei tuva v'necho matzah tvei. Said he should develop an appetite and eat more matzah. So we see that wine causes the appetite to grow larger. That's the opposite of satiating. Says the Gemara, Tuva garir purtasad. If you drink a lot of wine, then you get very hungry. Then you have the munchies. But if you drink only a little wine, then it satiates you. Umisad klal, does it satiate you at all? Paksiv, yayin is samach levav enosh. Yayin is for simcha. Velechem levav enosh yisod. And by lechem it says yisod. Sanamu desod chamra lo sod. Ella chamra is peitarti. No, wine has two attributes. Soed umishcha soed. Elachamra is peitarti. Soed umishcha umesameach. It satiates and also it makes you glad. It makes you happy. Nama misizod smuche lo mesameach. However, bread satiates you but doesn't make you happy. Says the Gemara, Iachi Navarech Alea Shalosh Brachos. If it's true that that yayin is soy, that yayin satiates, so we should make a Berchos Amazon after we drink wine. Says the Gemara, Lo Kavi Yinish Suzasei Alea. No, because normal people aren't Kavi Asuda on wine. That's why we're not going to make a Berchos Amazon after we drink wine. Amar Le Rav Nachum Yitzchak Larava, Ikavale Sudasa Mai. If you did have a guy who was Kavi Asuda ala yayin, what would Allah be? Would he have to bench? So Amar Le Lechayova Leo Vyomar Iavi Kvioso. When Elio comes, we could ask him if that has the halachic status of a Kviya Suda. Hashtami Abatladaito Eitzel Kalodem. However, for now, his das is batal Eitzel Kalodem. We subject him to the norms of normal people, and therefore normal people aren't Kaveya Suda. Therefore, even if this wacko is Kaveya Suda, he wouldn't make a Berchaz Amazon on Yayin. Just to finish up, Tosfos over here says that from here we learn that it's usher to drink wine on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because we said that wine is sod, it satiates. Says Tosfos, but if you're going to drink wine, make sure you drink a lot, because then it's actually going to develop your appetite as opposed to suppressing your appetite. The rabbi is going to be back for tomorrow's shiur. He'll pick up from the two dots, and we will hopefully have an opportunity to learn again, hopefully not until Pesach, but around Pesach time.